Okay. Sorry about the late arrival.
Should be.
The Gemara says, Tain is Lamed on the base. Kolam is Avalal Yerushalayim, Zoyche Veroy B'Simchosa. Someone who's Misabel, he mourns, he feels the pain, the tragedy that happened, the Chorban. He's Misabel Yerushalayim. He sits on the floor in Tisha B'Av, he cries, he feels the pain. Zoyche Veroy B'Simchosa. Such a person will be Zoyche to see in Yerushalayim, resurrected, reinstated, built up again. He'll be Zoycha to join in our Simcha. Shulchan Aruch brings this as well. Talk about it. Talk about the Mandalot. If you Mis'abel Yerushalayim, be Zoycha to see it. That means by being Mis'abel, that ensures that one day when it's all rebuilt, you'll be part of it. I saw an essay from Shlomo Brevda where he asks, this is a very interesting question. He says, most halachas about the 9 days in Tisha B'Av are not really in the Gemara. The Mishnah brings a few, actually I think it brings two. The Gemara brings a bit more, the Goyim added more, the Rishonim added more. And as time went on, this it evolutioned, more halachas joined on. But the beginning wasn't so much, more came with time. And he asked, why is it the Chazal added more halachas as time went on? You don't find by Purim, Chanukah, whatever Chazal instituted, that's what it was. It was not that more halachas came later. And he says, very simple answer, the more something is under threat, the more something stands a chance of people ignoring it, the more the Chazal had to put in more safeguards to watch that it doesn't get damaged. Chazal also siyog the terror, they made a fence, they built around the terror.
Themselves, please.
So the more trouble they had, the more they had to safeguard it. I think it's echoing. And that's why he said, as time went on, Chazal went more mukdarim. Because even the mission is much less halachas, but the more there was a problem, the more that I had to safeguard it. He brings the Gom, he says, the Eruv Rav, they joined Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they married into Klal Yisrael. And the Gom says, whenever things went wrong in Klal Yisrael are such a special nation, it wasn't them. It was the Eruv Rav was joined in and became part of Klal Yisrael. Whenever things went wrong, was the Eruv Rav. And he says, because the Eruv Rav changed Klal Yisrael so much, and they tried to redirect them. So Chazal always had to make safeguards to protect it. So he asked, why did the Eruv Rav want so much, the Sidra Achra and the Sultan, what does it care if we sit and cry about the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that the attacker tried to make us forget Tisha B'Av, and Chazal had to make more gezeiros? They only made more gezeiros because people were forgetting, people were ignoring, which he says was governed by the Eruv Rav, by the Sultan. Why are they trying to pull us away from it? What do they care? A few old Jews sit on the floor, have an egg, have some ash. Well, why does it bother them? They had to make us forget Tisha B'Av, but Chazal made more gezeiros as the years went on. And he says because the connection to the Beis HaMikdash is what keeps us alive. It keeps the Beis HaMikdash alive, and that's what's going to bring it back. We're going to get the Beis HaMikdash back by keeping these halachas, by mourning appropriately for the Beis HaMikdash. We keep the flame burning, we keep the connection alive, and without we'll be able to have the third Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want that. Therefore, they pulled us away from it as much as they can. When a person is misabel, sometimes we have halachas which are tough, people want to get around them, and so you do or don't, whatever the situation is. By these halachas of mourning, a person may find a way to get around them. But you're not misabel. If you're not misabel, you run the risk of not being zeichah v'rovis and chosah. It's not only the halachas and halachas. You shake your luluf, so you do or don't shake your luluf. You do, you get your mitzvah, you don't get your mitzvah. Here, not only are you becoming the mitzvah of keeping all the halachas, but you're keeping the connection to the Beis HaMikdash. It's almost more than that. The Chasam Sofer points out, Zoyche v'roya b'simchasa. He says it's wrong grammar. Zoyche v'roya means now, should be Yizke v'yire. You will be Zoyche to see it. What's Zoyche v'roya? He says, because now you're Zoyche, your connection's built now. Now you're Zoyche. By keeping these halachas, you are rekindling the flame of the Beis HaMikdash, and you're keeping it alive. And just through these halachas of mourning, through the mourning, it's like a phoenix from the flames, from the damage, from the tragedy, from suffering, from the crying in the mourning. That's what builds the Beis HaMikdash. It's calling us Abu Zoyche Raya from mourning the Beis HaMikdash appropriately. And so, doesn't mourn appropriately, he has no shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. Now he has no shaykh. When the Beis HaMikdash comes, it'll be foreign to him. It's not something that he suffered, it's not something he felt the pain over. When the Rebbe Shem wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, sorry, Beis HaMikdash, Yirmiyahu was there. And the Rebbe Hashem couldn't destroy as long as Yirmiyahu was walking in a matzil. He was such a special person. The Rebbe Hashem had to lure him away out of Yerushalayim to destroy Yerushalayim. So there's the pasuk there in Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu, I think it is, where he told Yirmiyahu, go to your cousin in Anosos and go buy a field. Go buy a field in Anosos. And once he went to buy the field to have Yerushalayim, the korban happened, he built the Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu came back, he saw the smoke rising, he saw the korbanos, he was so excited, he ran into Yerushalayim, he saw the Beis HaMikdash to be burnt when he was out. The Persian did this to pull him away from the sea. They ask, Yirmiyahu already asked actually, he asked the Persian, why do you want me to go to Anosos and buy a field? There's going to be a korban, I predicted it. I'm the novi of doom, I'm the one that said it's all over, the whole land's going to be captured and destroyed. Why am I buying fields? A person is like, it's like buying a house before Brexit. It's all going to be over. Why are you investing in property? So, I think Chasam Sofer says, interesting thought. He says, at the time of the Churban, when the revolution was signaling that we're going to rebuild, now moments at the time of Churban, it was moments before destruction, the revolution told him, buy a field, he told him, make a contract, write it down, because this is not the end. It's a stage, but it's not the end. There's going to be a time when it's going to be rebuilt. And at the time of Churban, even then there was the hope that we're going to get it back. And therefore, a person does his halachos properly and he feels the pain, then he'll be zoicha, toim ha'ashem, toim revi, toim shvi, toim chamishi, toim shvi, toim asiri, yasas and asimcha, all come back. And that's why, as well, the Medrash says when Yirmiyahu was crying, he met Plato, Plato said to him, why are you crying? Why are you crying? It was still built. It was very nice, you had the Beis HaMikdash, it's over, move on. And he said to him, I can't explain to you. What's the answer? The Eliyahu HaKohen explained the same vote. The Yirmiyahu was crying because that reinstates the Beis HaMikdash through the tears. It rekindles the flame, and that's what builds the connection. As long as we're mourning, we feel the Beis HaMikdash, we're present, so the Beis HaMikdash will come. It's here now with us. As long as we feel it, it's here now with us. And therefore, when a person suffers with these halachas of the very days are not meant to be fun. Someone said to you, normally, everything has a price. That means you don't want to run around for your Arab meaning. You pay a good price, you'll get. You don't run around for your matzah to pay a good price, you'll get. Any mitzvah could be bought. Tefillin, you're not sure, go to the shop, get the most expensive there. You're guaranteed, you're sorted. There's no mitzvah that you could have a problem with, as long as you're willing to pay the money for it. Comes to the 9 days, there's no money. You want to do whatever you want, all the halachas, the 9 days, you can't buy your way out. If you can't lamosh, have a shower, which is quite a controversial issue, all the money, all the money, I'm going to change that for you. So therefore, it's a mitzvah which takes on the goof, it's something which you have to struggle with, and there's no way to get someone to do it for you. You can borrow one, you can wait till next week, it's here now, it's there, it's between you and the Rebbe. There's no getting out of it. And that's why people struggle the most with these things. Normally, anything can be made comfortable. There's always a way to sort out the mitzvah. It doesn't interfere with your life too much. This is meant to interfere. Hold, they built it in a way that you should interfere with your life and you should feel it. And with that you should feel the chorban. So that's why these halachas attackers struggled with. And these halachas people always trying to work around because it's not comfortable. And normally you buy your way out of it. You buy your way into comfort. This, you can't rearrange anything. It is as it is. And this is the halachas of the 9 days. But when you are suffering and they do feel annoying and you can't get your head around it, at least you know you rebuild it. This is your connection. And with this, you'll be zoicha baraya. Now, the Mishmura points out that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed 2,000 years ago, or 2,500 years ago for the first one. It was destroyed now. Why? Because that's called Doshul in Nimzekhra. If it wasn't built as like it's destroyed, meaning if the Beis HaMikdash would be around now, with us, it would have been destroyed. We didn't build it. Obviously, it would have been destroyed. We are on the level that would have caused the Churban to happen. So, you know, people are very confident and smug. You know, back then, they were terrible people. We were all great people. Called Doshul in Nimzekhra. It's much the same. On the same level. Same playing field as them when it got destroyed. So just to put it in perspective, that it could be we're not doing too well, because if we would be doing well, it would be rebuilt. So we're really holding the same matzav as them. So therefore, when they suffered and they went through the pain, we're not going through that. We have pretty happy lives. But the Churban were on the same level, ruchness-wise. We're meant to be Masav, but the Mishmura brings down, you know, if something got all the way to the Mishmura, you know, it's not something which is meant for people way above. It's very practical for regular people in his generation. And he says, you can't be Musabal all day, because you've got to get on with your life. He says, during the 9 days, after Chatzos, Chatzos HaLayla, for sure you have to do Chatzos, everyone does. Chatzos HaYoyim, he says, for half an hour. Sit on the floor and cry for half an hour every day. So I know all of you probably do much longer. He says, don't do more than half an hour. You see how foreign things are. Mishmur wasn't written a million years ago. It was, you know, a short 100 years ago, even less. Actually, about 100 years ago when he finished writing it. So let's call it 120 years ago when he wrote this. He said, don't cry for half an hour in the day. That's enough. Now, many people probably don't do this. I was thinking, the minimum we do is we anyway say three times a day, Yerushalayim, Yerucha, Barachim, Toshuv, and Semach, David. We anyway tell him for Yerushalayim every single tefillah. Maybe the 9 days is a chizuk, because every single on the floor crying. At least if we can, once over 9 days of the three tefillahs a day, remember Yerushalayim, Yerucha, maybe that will be our small step towards feeling the korban. When all of us on the floor with Tinchat Tzoyis has gone out of fashion, Shreb Zalman says that Takin Al-Zayis people don't do it. He says it could be that they shouldn't do it. He says maybe once or twice in your life you want to do it, it's a good thing to do. He says it's not. He said, he remembers, Shreb Zalman says, he remembers when everyone came to shul. Chatzoyis Alayla, they all came, you know, with his father, every night. They did Tinchat Tzoyis as a little kid, and that was like in the Shechas Mon Chamar. He says, nowadays we don't do it. In Yerushalayim Yerucha, we anyway say three times a day. It's a shame not to have the perfect Kavana. Try and remember about the Chorban. The Gaon points out that all the halachas of the 9 days at the beginning was across the year. It wasn't just 9 days. It wasn't confined to 9 days. It was across the year. It's all people couldn't manage. So they cut it down, cut it down. This is what we left with. So just to put things in perspective, that really it should be the whole year. He says that's how bad it was. That's how bad it is. But they couldn't manage. They cut it down. We, Baruch Hashem, as we said, we're very comfortable lives. We forget about the Chorban. We don't really know what the Chorban is. Some people have reduced it to a Holocaust Memorial Day because that's the only thing they can relate to. It's nothing to do with the Holocaust. Holocaust is a tutsah of the Chorban. A lot of bad things are of the Chorban. But that's not what it is. The Chorban is much, much larger. It's the Ruchnis Shaboy. It's the fact that the Shechinah is in God. It's the fact that we're lost. But we're people that are just lost. Over the years, we've suffered so much. You know, someone said to me last week, if we would do Jewish Lives Matter, he said, then take down every monument that represents something bad, there'll be no monuments left. There's not a country in the world that has a monument up that the guy didn't hate Jews. From Hadrian's Wall to Titus' Arch to every other, I mean, as Churchill said, what's a racist? Those who hate Jews more than necessary. So maybe we should take it. I don't know. Once you start getting down the road of Jewish lives matters, they would never do that because they would just have to take the whole world down. We have been a nation that's been persecuted and chased and beaten and killed for a lot longer than they have. We don't realize how bad it's been. But there's one aspect of it. There's the Ruchnis aspect. There's the Shekhinah. Shreem Bevton, his essay goes on to say, here's a whole story how a rabbi takes his kids to the Beis HaMikdash and they walk around there. He says, you've got 300-400 people at a time doing vidur. And the korbanos, they have to do smich on their korban, they do vidur. Imagine walking to the Beis HaMikdash and it's like Ne'ilah every single day of the year. The impact it makes on a person, you watch the Trumas HaDeshem being swallowed up in the ground and all the various nisim, the kohenim running, kohenim's reason haze, you watch the smoke going straight up, you watch no flies, all the nisim that happened, I saw a nisim happened in the Beis HaMikdash. He says that the fact that we lost that, the connection to Rebbein Shalom, he says there's so much more we lost than the fact that he's been persecuted, which is pretty bad too. Tisha B'Av is a day that we struggle to understand what it means. And so in Yehuda Steinberg's book about the Chorban, he writes an interesting moshel, he writes a man dies, and the Levi, you've got the kids crying. He says the older kids are crying, they remember their father crying. He says the younger kids, they don't really know, they don't really care, they don't remember. Because we're like the younger kids, we don't even know. We're told to cry, we're told. We don't know, we don't understand, we don't remember, we don't know. We have no connection to it. That was much, much harder for us to really feel Tisha B'Av. Maybe that's the reason why people... I was talking to someone yesterday about Sism of Sekes. So the Mishmur brings down from the Mount Abram is Kilo Meso in Mutal Afam. Like a person having a Suda, and his dead, whoever his relative who died, is lying in front of him. Imagine the scene, a guy's got his relative died, and he said, you have to eat now. What would you like? He goes to the kitchen, he looks through the cupboards. That doesn't normally happen. You'd be like, I don't know. Whatever I've got to eat, give me something, I'll eat, and let's move on. I'm not interested. You have no, you lose any desire for food, you lose any desire for life. That's how it's meant to be missing Mutal Afam. But we struggle, we don't feel it. Staga very difficult. The only thing we can do is try and do the halachas properly and with that bring ourselves to feel it. But that's the struggle. The struggle to try and appreciate what we've lost, appreciate what we had, the ruchnis aspect, the connection to the Rebbein Shalom. We were different people. There are actually a lot of books out about Tisha B'Av which bring this point, what we had and what we lost. And therefore, the Gaon was saying that we actually should have it the whole year, but we don't. We've got to confine to 9 days. Just to keep to the main halachas we're going to try and run through in 9 minutes. Firstly, we have this year, for the first time in 3 years, we have a lot of differences. The last 2 years, we didn't have Shur Shal Chaboy. It was Tisha B'Av was Nidche. The whole week was like Shur Shaloi Chaboy, Tisha B'Av, Shein Chaboy. It was always that week before. Now we have 2 weeks. We have the week Shur Shal Chaboy, which is next week. We have this week, which is different halachas. We have since Mafsekes, we haven't had that in 3 years. We have different halachas this year, which people may have forgotten, from, when was it, 2017. So, the first thing to know is there's a difference between this week and next week. What's the difference? Three differences between this week and next week. There may be more, Shasat Chai, there may be times of Rav, there may be Mekel, but there are three differences. Number one is washing clothes for kids. Under Bar Mitzvah, you wash what you like this week. Next week, different ages. This week, under Bar Mitzvah, you wash what you like. The second thing is if you have a Sus Mitzvah, you have a Bar Mitzvah, you have a Bris. This week, as many guests as you like, as long as they're a connection, not randomness, but people who are Shaykhs, people you would invite, you can come, all you meet, no problem. Next week, only a minute. That was Shush Chabad. The last thing is, Eilu Elechol Okecha. The guy's got one item of clothing. Now you may think, who's the one item of clothing nowadays? It may be the guy. Someone has one Shabbos shirt, or he's got a Shabbos shirt, and the other one is the one to wear. See, that's one shirt for Shabbos. Can you wash it? So this week, he wakes up Thursday, shouldn't wake up so late. You ate it Thursday, oh, no shirt. You're allowed to wash Eilu Elechol Okecha. You have guests coming to you, and you want to give them fresh bedding. They don't usually have fresh bedding nowadays. Eilu Elechol Okecha, they're stuck, they come from Israel. They've got no bedding, they want you to get dirty bedding. Eilu Elechol Okecha. Next week you have a much bigger problem. So those are three a day. Washing the kids. Yeah, two of Ashkenazim, you're right. Svadim, anyway, everything's Mutter this week. Others are Machmed, Eker, Svadim, Mutter, Tum Ashkenazim, yeah. Then we come to the next halachos. We're trying to put things together, we're running out of time. There's shopping, building, and gardening. All three are the same. Shopping, building, doing building work, and gardening. All three, if it's essential, you can do. Shopping's essential, you want to buy, I don't know, something essential, something you need. A hook, papers, pens, something, just for regular day-to-day living, no problem. Something extra, you want to buy yourself, I don't know, some big fancy something, a car, air conditioning, jewellery, something which you don't buy every day. That you don't do the 9 days. Shopping, building's the same. You want to fix a door, came off, fix a chair, no problem. You want to do an extension, plan something like that, you don't do the 9 days unless you start before. You don't start the 9 days. And lastly, gardening as well. Sometimes you see people doing it, they're cutting the hedges. It's the same because they're, because I said, the tia, anything which is, you have a tree, you have a way. Sorry? No, no, no. Shop building as well. Go, you can't do it. Only if it's contracted before. If it's contracted on. Oh, so if it's a long term contract, so Mishmur, you better try and pay him off. So I'll give you a small amount, 10 quid to come next week. If he's not interested, then he can do it. But other than that, you're not supposed to do gardening. Building, gardening, and shopping.
Planting the tea of Shemitah, the gardening's okay.
Sorry, interesting. Okay, don't want to argue, but it's interesting.
I think the Achron do say.
Again, these halachos are very, very grey. The Shkanach, the Rishalmi, where it comes from, the Ran and Rambam, I mean, from the Rishalmi, we talk about a wall is about to fall. That's with Binyan, and they try and discuss. My wall's falling, then you're allowed to do the Medayim, and if it's not falling, and it's all based on that, which is a very cryptic Gemara, what exactly it means. Same in the team, like I said, the team means to plant. Some of them say it means any gardening, which makes sense because it's the voice, anything you beautify with it, shopping, building, or planting, which is not absolutely necessary, it's all to beautify that the asset. It could be, it's only planting, like you said, but if someone is Nagir, ask a Shaila, offer records, give an opinion. Alterations, sewing is the same thing. Again, we don't sew, we don't make new clothes. It's negay, someone rips something, a button falls off. So emotions, if a button falls off, it's not sewing. You just reconnect something that was there. It's no problem chadosh, you're not making something new. So yeah, a button falls off, or a rip, or a safety pin, that's okay. But once you start sewing properly, that's a problem. There's to wear Big D Shabbos, people don't realize. You think Big D Shabbos, my Shabbos clothes, okay, I've got two outfits, I've got Shabbos, I've got this. Shabbos clothes, the thin Shabbos clothes, you're not supposed to wear Shabbos clothes during the week. Shabbos clothes has a speciality to it. The chashivas of Shabbos clothes is wearing on Shabbos. Once you're wearing Shabbos shirt, Shabbos Sunday, you've killed the whole Shabbos clothes idea. Shabbos clothes are not supposed to be worn in the 9 days. For simchas, it gets complicated. If someone does have a simcha, you should check who can, who can't. We said last time I was with the wrong ones, someone pulled up and said, can the father of the bar mitzvah boy wear Shabbos clothes by the bar mitzvah? So the Rav said, what about the bar mitzvah boy? So no, I'm not asking you about him. I'm asking you about me, the father, can he wear? It's not so simple, the bar mitzvah boy is not so simple, the father, I'm a kid, it depends, Shosh Chava may be worse. Then we come to the most controversial one of showering, which we don't want to get into. All I'm going to say is very simple.
Which one?
Showering.
Showering.
We don't need to listen, we'll put it off. Showering, there's what you want to do and what you get told to do, I don't know, everyone can do what they like, as far as I'm concerned. All I want to say is, from the Gemara, down to the Mishnah Berurah, which is, let's just leave it with that bubble. We're not going to go further. Till the Mishnah Berurah, what it says is, you're allowed to wash your hands, the which means till here. Your face till here, raghab's not here, because we cover them. Things that are uncovered means your face, your hands in cold water for Shabbos. The chayavodim, which brings from national credit holds his tar sofa, holds you allowed to in hot water. Without soap. So that means your head and hands in hot water. That's from Gemara down to Mishnah Berurah. After that, things go haywire. And everyone should ask the local Orthodox or non-Orthodox rabbi what to do. But just to put things again in perspective, until the Mishnah Berurah, which is accepted as really the stimus halacha in a certain respect, it's hands and head, and that's it. More than that, you can fight out your local authority. Rosh Hashanah, which wasn't known for his color, wasn't known for his chumras, didn't allow shower even in Bnei Brak, what was the chazanish. Rosh Hashanah is more interesting because he was normally more of a makel. He said people came in that were suffering, he had nothing to do. Again, their hearts, they were mahalchim here, just to put into perspective. Meat and wine, we know we're not allowed, we'll give it, that's not so big here. I mean, it's not so chiddush that. Fresh clothes is a problem, bedding, towels, all these things. Tonight, I think, is the last night you change your bedding. Because tomorrow night is chiddush.
Let's go to bed before.
Let's go to bed before, people are stuck. Someone asked me one day, so what should I do? I changed it. So I changed bed. I can't put dirty beds on. I don't know. So the whole shit, no, he asked me at night. I don't put your kids to sleep in your bed. After half an hour, I moved them out. So at least that. But tonight, really, the last night where you're completely clear. Tomorrow, you sleep in the day or something. Or next year, okay. But don't make the mistake because they're, oh, it's Rishkidj, but I changed our bed. Comes the night, it's Rishkidj.
And it starts to shkir, it starts not
soil. Oh, that's also a stick of shayla. The Mongrom says shkir. Others have discussed what the shkir means, which shkir is it? The two shkir. Okay, that's besides the shkir.
You have Maravuri?
That Maravuri is actually a big topic. It's not clear about that.
The guest comes in the middle of 9 days to your house.
So the big problem, we spoke about this last year in the hall, 2 years ago, 3 years ago maybe. And we said a few eggs. One age has put kids, they have kids. Your son comes, he's got grandchildren, they each put the kids to bed in the bed. Because then it's not. If so, a couple comes or a guest comes, no kids. And if it's not Shua Shechalbo, it's this week, you say, hey, no, I've only got one. I've got this bed, I don't have anything else. Next week, then you should be benched.
Huh?
Next week is much tougher.
What should you do?
So someone can eat or put it on the floor, which is not a great eater. But you start.
Standing it.
The last days of it, it's not great. This standing is very, very.
I'm not saying you're right. I'm not saying you're right.
Yes, you come, but not far.
Then my sheep fence.
This should be.
I think that might sort it out.
Yeah, you start. Because like end up, you already closed your ruins. You lose your suitcase. What should you do? Not buy new clothes. Walk around like with nothing. So you start your anus. What should I do? It's too bad. It's not. It's a matter of being stuck. I'm running out of time. Meant to stop 22.
You've got 2 quarters. You've got 2 quarters.
Washing with kids is a very grey area. When kids, this is all my chalukas, me and my wife, what age do kids do to themselves till? She tells they did themselves till I think 35. But I don't know what to say. You see the Lavush is 2 and 3, Pribilams is 4 and 5, the Acharim is 6 and 7. What age is it? The kids, you look at a kid at the end of the day and the clothes are covered in soil and ketchup and crayons. And what age is that? It's very hard to say. It could be different kids are different. But as long as that happens, you're allowed to wash. Once he keeps himself generally clean, like an adult should, then washing for a kid is out. Spot cleaning will make all guys will stain and clean off, no problem. But washing clothes properly is awesome. Polish your shoes. Polish your shoes, Ramosha says he allows to polish it. If it's just to shine, he doesn't like it, so that's just again, it's a beauty aspect. But to put black in and make it black, Ramosha's makel. Now, a very interesting thing people don't realize, for the Shabbos, you're allowed to wear everything fresh. Everything fresh, the guy told me, he always tries on his Shabbos shirt before. No, Shabbos, everything fresh. There's one thing on fresh for Shabbos. Some people, it's the hardest. And one thing that's better. Tirushu, I don't need them. Pajamas, okay, it's a bit of a chiddush of Tirushu, we're going to introduce that. But there's the Maril, which the Mishbura brings, the one wrong, from the town, sorry. The bedding, we don't have fresh even on Shabbos. Some people struggle, you know, I change my bedding the whole time, okay, I don't know. But tablecloths is fine, everything's fine, towels is fine to have fresh, not bedding. Then you come to Tisha B'Av, as we said, this year is a little bit different. I want to discuss for a minute the system of sekas. We haven't had system of sekas now, as we said, the last 2 years. People make a big mistake with system of sekas. The Ramban says that people have supper. Let's talk practical terms. Shkia, I think, is about 9:30. So, normally you have supper 8 o'clock. Let's make it harvest day, whatever the time is, you don't be hungry. So, you sit down to have supper. Well, also, no seconds. The Ramosas have supper. Go to Mincha, come back, have no seconds. Ramban says, if it comes to a point where you're full, and your meal is just a ritual It's a spiritual ritual to try and feel the churban. We take our bread, we eat it. That Rambam says, benum binum rishoyim. Your stomach, you're filling up like a rasha. And you're right, not only you're a rasha, you're right, the first of this you made in supper, that was supper. What's this? This is a nice ritual to have your bread. There's nothing. What was your suda? Hamafsekas. The last meal. The last supper. What was the last meal? So the last meal was the big supper. Now, like that filled you up. This is nothing. This is like if a beam is over, which it probably is, you'd make mazoyim have it as a snack on the go. It's nothing. It's not a meal. It's got to be your last proper meal. So therefore, this makes a big problem, because people want to get full on a meal. And we know by Susma Sex, you're allowed one food, one tavshal, bread with one tavshal. So you have supper, you have potatoes, you don't have meat, you have fish, whatever you're having, and then you have your bread. The bread, he says, is nothing. So what's Susma Sex? The last meal. You didn't sit on the floor, you didn't have bread, you didn't have to, you had more than one tavshal. You wouldn't use Susma Sex. And you're right, and many people made this mistake. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Rama was such an oyev Yisrael, he loved Yidden so much, that he didn't write this. Because he didn't want people to be hungry. But your eyes really is wrong. You do like the Ramban and the Maghravan and the Taz and Mishabura, all that word and bring it and say that you must be careful. So, what are the options here? To get full to a point where you're not hungry is definitely a problem. It should be that your Susma Sekas is a genuine Suda. I remember one year I was Susma Sekas and I took a big amount of bread, and the guy next to me was having one thin bread. He told me, this is not Susma Sekas. You're tucking into a whole big bread. I'm having one thin piece. I told him, you're not having Susma Sekas. Why are you not hungry? I had supper half an hour ago. So this is a joke, you know, you eat the chlal. I don't know if you're allowed to have the bread. Yeah, this is mafsekas, now you're having another food. What's going on? So this is a real mafsekas. You meant to eat a meal that you get full of. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, really, like Ritva Eloi, what are you meant to have mafsekas? Just bread. Nothing. Not even an egg. Whereas those that can't, this is your last meal, you're going to be fasting for 24 hours, have an egg, have lentil soup, whatever the meaning is. But the egg is really a bidyavet. The pshah is really meant to have just bread. You're going to struggle with the talents, have an egg. So the more like a chil option, they're gone. You brought down, you take it only at bread, that would be the best. You're allowed to have an egg, and if you're going to have a food, have an egg. It's got to be because you're going to be fasting, because you're going to be hungry. It's not sure you've had your supper, now you're having your egg and bread. It's got to be, this is your meal. So you want to have a meal before, fine. But work it out, you'll be hungry. Have it 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever will make you hungry by Susan of Sekas. Or, other option, Mishabura is a different option. Mishabura says, have 2 Susan of Sekas, have one supper, and eat as much as you like of one tafshul. Because you'll have bread, you'll have one tafshul, choose a tafshul. If someone is doing this, the answer is the material. You can make like a stew, like a shigla chong matzah without meat, obviously. You put everything in one pot, which is a machlokes, many machine world, that's called one tafshil. So you put a whole big vegetable soup, and you put potatoes in your vegetable soup, and make it filling, and that's one meal, that's one tafshil. It's not great for the real system of seconds, but on the side, you want to be chosh for this, you do that. And the second one, you have your bread and egg. It's got to be come Susan of Sekas, you're properly hungry. It shouldn't be Susan of Sekas, it's just a ritual. Otherwise, you've got bitten on bed and we'll show him, and he first looks at your real Susan of Sekas. Okay?
Yeah.